Since Donald Trump's election, New Jersey has experienced a burst of activism not seen since the anti-war movement of the 1960s. WNYC's Nancy Solomon has been following one group that found each other online and is now taking on New Jersey's most powerful Republican congressman. It's the latest in our series, The People's Guide to Power.
Siley Avalenda, a suburban New Jersey working mom, knows exactly the moment her relationship to democracy changed.
So you see that counter right there? That's where I cried my eyes out on the first day after the election and that whole night.
Avalenda points to her kitchen, where she sat after watching the late-night victory of Donald Trump on TV. She spent the next few days venting on Facebook with others who were feeling the same way.
I had vowed to my husband that I never would sit on a couch again and watch anything happen.
In Montclair, Elizabeth Juveler, a commercial real estate broker and mom who hasn't been politically active since her college days, was doing the same thing. But she wanted to get off the page, so to speak.
There were lots of people who wanted to get off of Facebook and sort of put the flesh and blood out there. So we set up very quickly a meeting at a coffee shop here in Montclair, Java Love, and about half of the people who showed up at that meeting ended up on the steering committee of NJ 11th for Change.
NJ 11th for Change would become the fastest growing anti-Trump group in the state. The steering committee looked for people who had certain skills: advertising, finances, technology, project management. Avalenda was invited because she's a lawyer. Until that moment, the 44-year-old mother of two who lives in West Caldwell and worked at a local bank had never been politically active.
I just remember thinking, I don't have any excuses anymore. I mean, I have a skill set. I have a voice. What's holding me back from doing anything? And I think everybody that I've talked to kind of felt the same way. If not for voters like me who didn't get off the couch, maybe we would have had a different result. So I took it personally.
Avalenda and the others felt a system that could elect Donald Trump was not working for them. Then these brand new activists realized that the best chance of results was right in their backyard, Republican Congressman Rodney Frelinghuysen. He's a wealthy heir to a political dynasty that dates back to the American Revolution. He's represented the 11th Congressional District of New Jersey for 22 years and never once faced a tough election. They discovered he hadn't held a town hall meeting with his constituents in more than 3 years. And suddenly, they had a mission. The idea struck a nerve, and the group grew exponentially.
It was like holding up a sail on a sailboat in a strong wind, and we just moved very quickly because there was a big force, huge force, actually, of people.
By January, the group started holding Fridays with Frelinghuysen, where a couple hundred constituents would visit his district office in Morristown. The congressman wasn't ever there, but activists like Walter Saffer would leave their questions with the staff.
How does he stand on the repeal of Obamacare, and what's he going to replace it with? That's our question. Okay. That's a fair question, isn't it? And the most important question is, when is he having a town hall meeting?
With no response from Frelinghuysen, they escalated their tactics, organizing their own town halls across the district with an empty chair for their congressman.
We've got a little information about Representative Frelinghuysen's voting record.
Hello, good morning.
And they took a bus trip to Washington. Cracks in Frelinghuysen's invincibility started appearing in the spring, along with the crocuses popping up across the Garden State. Frelinghuysen held his own town hall on the telephone and sounded a bit peevish.
For people who've jammed our lines and made it difficult for us to meet our constituent needs, it would be nice for you to back off.
And then the newly minted chairman of the powerful House Appropriations Committee made an unforced error. He wrote a handwritten note at the bottom of a fundraising letter to a bank director, singling out one of the bank's employees as a ringleader of that group causing him trouble. That ringleader was Siley Avalenda. Confronted by her employer, she resigned from her job. Avalenda went public, and to her surprise, the story went national, prompting an ethics complaint against Frelinghuysen.
I think this showed a part of him that he'd rather not have exposed, and it contradicts a very big piece of his persona, which is this, you know, pancake breakfast visiting grandpa who shows up in his rumpled khakis.
Avalenda says she's been unable to get another job in the financial industry, but she's a hot commodity to activist groups all over New Jersey.
So I ended up leaving my employment.
Many new groups have formed across the state since the election. In Jersey City, activists are fighting building development by Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. And in each congressional district represented by a Republican, opposition groups have formed.
Not necessarily working together, but working simultaneously.
At one event, I ran into Kevin Brown, vice president of 32BJ, the service workers local. He's been involved with progressive politics in New Jersey for 16 years and nationally for 30. And Brown says the activism he sees in Republican districts makes him more optimistic than ever that Congress will flip Democratic in 2018.
It's for the most part educated white women, not all, but for the most part, predominantly across the country. Donald Trump struck a core in their being that changed what they think about our country and what they think about activism and what they think about their role and their families. And it's amazing.
Frelinghuysen, with his new power as committee chairman, raised almost $1 million in just the first 6 months of this year. And he's hired top-notch political consultant Mike Duhaime. Duhaime says the opposition to Frelinghuysen and Republican congressmen nationwide comes from an energized Democratic base, more than a revolt among regular folk who've never been politically active.
You certainly have some who have had a long time political agenda that they don't agree with the fact that the congressman essentially is a Republican, despite all the things he does for New Jersey that many Republicans and Democrats agree with.
At an NJ 11th for Change steering committee meeting last May, the small group of white middle-class professionals met around a dining room table in Montclair.
Our public Facebook reach this week was 162,815, and the tweets this week have gotten over 80,000 impressions. The ABC News video with Adina's video in it was viewed 86,900 times.
The group formed a super PAC and raised almost $90,000 to spend on the 2018 election. They plan to fight Frelinghuysen in every town in the district, and they've already formed groups in more than 30 of them. Four Democrats have already declared that's more opposition than Frelinghuysen has ever faced. For Siley Avalenda, this is less about winning and more about changing her relationship to political power.
Then after the election, I realized, you know, I need to, if I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, then I've got to get up off the couch and move. I'll have disappointments with candidates in the future, but it'll never be because I didn't do anything or I wasn't working towards it.
NJ 11th for Change commissioned a poll this summer that found the congressman who has uniformly won his district by large margins is now trailing an unnamed Democrat by 9 points. But Cook Political Report lists his district as leaning Republican. It's a downgrade from likely Republican, but it's still advantage to the incumbent. Nancy Solomon, WNYC News.